Happy birthday, Tony.
Thank you.
What do you want for your birthday?
Death.
Oh. Tony's birthday this week.
Whee!
So,
oh, it is next week.
Everybody say happy birthday to Tony.
Yay, yeah.
If you
this seems like a pretty appropriate way to insert the survey.
I already hate this.
So if you go into the survey and you say happy birthday, Tony, we will buy Tony a gallon of gas for his car for every happy birthday Tony that is in the survey. Tony likes that. Now it's
like that.
Now it's not as
I like that.
Now it's not as dumb.
Now it's not as dumb. Yeah, before I hated it, but now I'm okay with it.
Now the only kicker is that we probably won't check the survey. So however, if you fill it out and we see it, Tony gets a gallon of gas.
Yeah. So everybody who's rooting for me, guys, put it in there.
Yeah.
And also just wish Tony a happy birthday.
Yeah, wish Tony a happy birthday. All right, so what we're gonna do in celebration of Tony 21, right?
Yeah.
In celebration of Tony's 21st, is everybody in the room is going to say 21 things they love about Tony.
We're going to stop right here.
I'll start.
No, you won't. I'll tackle you out of that chair.
Tony.
Drew, I love you, so you don't even have to say anything.
No, I will.
All right.
Tony, I love the way that you look at me in Wegmans when you see me.
Do you like the way I grab your ass, too?
I do.
Oh, okay.
It really does get me going. Dean, your turn.
That's my turn. I like Tony's beanie.
All right, Brandon.
All right, Brandon, what do you love about Tony?
Tony, I like
that. play it into the mic. Tony's ringtone is something I love, too.
Like that was like the ending of Avatar.
I'm gonna add that into my list of things I love about Tony is his ringtone.
All right, Brandon, you're up.
I love the fact that Tony will go on the Facebook Marketplace, look at a $15 General Electric TV from the 1980s, and then offer $10 on it with a copy of something like Die Hard on VHS.
Hey, yeah, the best part, never show up.
All right, I lost count. I think that was about 21. So
yeah, that was close enough.
Happy birthday, Tony.
Thank you.
What do you want for your birthday?
Death.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't have anything.
How about a rebrand of the podcast?
Aha.
Hey, you know what? When we're talking about rebrands, let's do a hot take. Yeah. You know what I think?
What?
I think Harry Styles is a good artist.
Are you being serious?
This is my hot take.
That is a hot take. Well, I mean, he's a good artist.
No, he's successful. Really,
I don't care for him, but I mean,
I think he's not bad.
I think his fan base is very annoying.
Oh, I hate them. But you know, I think he's a good artist.
Fine.
I think he has a lot to offer.
Fine. Like what?
Well, you ever hear "Sledgehammer" by Peter Gabriel?
No.
Oh well, doesn't matter. He did a pretty good job covering that. So You know, I watched it on YouTube a few days ago.
Nice.
And that inspired me to tell you this right now.
Nice. Well,
I'll forget about this.
This has been Tony's hot take.
I have another one.
Okay, let's hear it.
Actually, it's not a hot take. It's just a fact. You suck, Drew.
That's Dean.
That's Drew.
I know. I know what I did.
Oh.
I just couldn't look at him when I said it.
Okay.
Sorry.
Is it tough love?
It's tough love. I can't look at you when I say stuff about you. That's bad. When it's good, I can look at you.
That's
good. That one, it's bad, though.
Okay.
Fair enough.
The other hot take, though, that's not a hot take. You suck, Dean.
Oh. Well, this has been Tony's birthday special.
Yeah.
Moving on.
What the hell is in your pocket right now?
My keys.
No. Prove it.
No, I don't want to prove it.
Prove it. It looks like some anime chick's keys.
Ow.
Hold the key fob. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Anime style.
I've got the key to Howard Hanna.
Animal.
The key to my house. A gym membership.
Yep.
Chez Digital.
Yep.
And then a lanyard.
It's exactly what an anime girl would have on her keychain.
You know what?
I agree with Tony.
Tony, I would think that you would know a lot about anime chicks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I do despise them quite severely. So, I mean, I think the person who would know most about them is probably who's actually been one, you know, Drew, when he was in his phase.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, for those who are listening, Drew actually had an anime phase.
Yeah, it was actually pretty bad. He was
body pillows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What was your favorite anime?
My favorite one?
Yeah.
Pokemon.
No.
That's way too mainstream. Sit down.
It was probably like...
Beyblade.
Hang on.
I don't know.
Let me look up top 10 animes.
I can tell you one that I almost got forced to watch.
I don't care.
You don't care? Oh. I guess I should just go f*** myself.
Grave of the Fireflies was pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
The f*** is that?
That's my favorite one.
Sounds like a Geometry Dash
It's about
level.
Two guys who dream about...
Two guys in one cup?
Great. Oh, it was not Dream of the Fireflies. It's Grave. So they find a grave with fireflies in it.
You remember a book we had to read in high school? And I'm pretty sure the guy's name was Bod. And it was about a graveyard.
No.
Yeah. What class did you read this in?
English.
What grade?
Ninth.
Nah.
Oh, man. It was called like the Graveyard Book or something. I don't know what it was.
I remember people talking about that.
You do?
I didn't read it, though. Our class didn't read it. I don't know why.
What else did we read? The Odyssey.
Romeo and Juliet.
Did you guys get to see the fun movie or the lame one?
We got to see the lame one.
The old one?
Well, no, it was the fun one, but we didn't get to see the fun part, no.
No, I'm just talking about the movie where they're like using guns and they're calling them swords.
Oh, I don't know.
Did you get to see the one where they were shooting at each other?
No, I think it was probably
Leo DiCaprio?
No, it was the old one. Oh,
that's the best one. It's terrible.
Nice.
It's literally horrible.
I actually, maybe this is a hot take. I enjoyed Macbeth.
I never had to read that for that.
That was honors English, I think. I enjoyed it.
I read that on my own. I liked it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Actually, I purchased a book for myself.
Did you?
It's called, People's History of the United States.
Oh, I've heard of that.
You have?
Yeah.
Yeah, I started reading it.
Is that okay?
It seems all right. It's supposed to tell the history of the U.S. through the average person's viewpoint instead of, like, big players, you know.
So what's the difference?
Well, I think if you look at it, like, through the great heroes of the U.S., like, if you're telling it from the perspective of, you know, leaders and, you know, bigger names in history, like, if you're telling history through the perspective of the founding fathers, if you're telling history through the perspective of the president of the United States, Abraham Lincoln, generals in the Civil War, then it's a different perspective versus, you know, John Doe, who was just some random guy in the middle of the 1920s living on a farm. It's a different perspective.
How those laws that you learn about actually affected people, I suppose.
Yeah, I think if you look about that, like, who really wants to hear about that anymore? I mean, how many times did you go through history class learning about, this year...
The Townsend Act.
Yeah, like, this year we passed this law, and this year this happened. There were 35 Supreme Court cases this year. Nobody cares. But if you have somebody who was actually directly involved...
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. How many Supreme Court cases have you and I, you know, lived through? If I was telling a history of my life, you think I'd include any of them?
No.
Exactly.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So I feel like a lot of American history for a lot of people is just kind of like nothing.
I mean, it's your life. Your history of your life is a lot different than history of a nation, history of a country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, after a while, it's just like it's the same thing over and over again. Well, we passed this act. Well, we passed this law.
This guy was elected.
This guy was president. Well, yeah, but how did that affect an average person who literally didn't even vote in the election or had nothing to do with politics? It probably didn't have any effect on him.
No.
Yeah, how did William Howard Taft affect John Smith in Massachusetts? Oh, he didn't.
He didn't.
I mean, he literally didn't.
John Smith, yeah.
Yeah. You know what? John Smith didn't care. John Smith didn't even vote.
Nope.
Didn't care, didn't vote. Guess what? John Smith died 2 weeks after the election.
He's not in the history books.
Exactly.
Fair enough.
You know?
Yeah, I can get behind that.
Yeah.
You
get behind quite a bit, don't you, Drew?
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't discriminate.
The last book I bought was at a Logic concert. It's just a Logic signed version of his memoir.
Did you read it?
I already read the book before I bought that one.
Oh, okay.
But it was signed, and I was like, yeah, that's pretty cool. So I bought it.
He signed it for you, or was it pre-signed?
It was pre-signed.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
It is.
Do you remember, I don't know if you remember this, but when we were younger, maybe eighth grade, we had to read The Fifth Wave.
Oh, God, yeah.
You remember that? I think it was that book where... You were told you were going to get a copy for free and it was going to get signed. I don't know. Did you guys remember that?
I kind of
remember. Didn't they have a movie about it? And then we like FaceTimed the guy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I remember that.
Okay.
I don't think I actually ever read that book, but I think
I didn't.
Like, I remember that being relevant.
Okay. So the book, we were told it was going to be signed. I got to the library. They gave you the book. I'm looking through it. There's nothing in there. There's no signatures or nothing. They give you a sticker with his printed signature on it. They slap it in there. I'm like, that's not what a signed book is.
It's a signed book right there.
That was actually in the trunk of my car for the longest time. It might actually still be because it was in a box of stuff to burn. And then it fell out or something, and I found it in there. I was like, oh, and I just threw it back. It might very well still be in there. We'll have to confirm next podcast.
My logic book is very much signed. So
that's good.
That's cool.
Because mine's literally my only signed book is literally a printed sticker.
Yeah, for those who are listening, the Fifth Wave movie is 2 hours long.
You had that hot chick in it, though.
I didn't watch the movie.
What's her name? Chloe? Something Chloe Grace? Well, you can look at the cast. You're on your friggin' phone. Well,
I'm looking at the ratings.
Oh, yeah.
It's 5.2 out of 10 on IMDb. 17% on Rotten Tomatoes.
17?
17. And wow. 33% on Metacritic.
Let's watch it.
No.
I think my class actually had to watch it.
And we probably were forced to watch it at some point.
I think that the plot was aliens.
I think it was. It's a sci-fi movie, so it's...
Well, it was trying to capitalize off of the Hunger Games. You remember the Hunger Games? You remember how popular that was? And then there was like a string of like follow-up books, not the actual Hunger Games, but like people ripping off the Hunger Games. There was like The Maze Runner.
The Maze Runner was actually pretty good.
Insurgent, I think, was another one. They just made like a ton of these.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all like dystopian kids books is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually never read The Hunger Games.
I did.
I kind of wanted to, and then I just like didn't.
I'll give you the books, man. You can read it anytime you want.
I'm so okay.
No, you can read it. It's a good
I watched good the literature. Movie. Is the movie like pretty accurate to what happens in the book?
I think it was.
Then I watched the movie. I got the point.
You got the point?
Yeah.
But did you feel the point?
Yeah.
You'll feel that later either way, so... Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
At Wegmans.
Yeah.
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 Self-checkout. Meet me there. Meet me in aisle 17.
I think we actually did run into each other in aisle 17.
In every single aisle. I was just going to say, we ran into each other in every single aisle. So
at least, I mean, we ran into each other 10.
See, that's why you're the fun one. You're out on the floor. He just sits behind the desk up there and cries all the time.
Yeah, he does. Ooh, do ooh,
that. Do not.
I do not.
The lady gave me the lottery ticket. I didn't know what to do. I do not. You're lying.
I don't, no.
I come up there and he's just flirting with some dude. Like some 45-year-old man. I'm like, what?
That's gotta hurt.
He's just hitting on him. I'm like,
yeah, right in front of you too.
Yeah.
Look, man, game is game.
Dude, he was just trying to cash some freaking lottery tickets and you start flirting with him and ask him out on a date.
I did not.
I watched you do it.
Shut up, dude. Cutting this out.